what follows forgiveness. Walk ye in Him. The Bible talks about the walk as the day-by-day Christian life, the daily walk, the daily journey from earth to heaven. Another way of speaking of this is sanctification. Forgiveness, confession, restoration, the new birth is justification. Following justification, we've got to live. The baby is born. We've got to move steadfastly toward the kingdom of heaven. What follows forgiveness is the life of sanctification. Part number one, living by love, which is the supreme motive. If we are going to walk in Christ, and Christ is love, we have got to walk in love. Now, what is love? Love is the principle that makes ideal relationships. Soon as we meet somebody, what is the ideal relationships that should be set up? Soon as the member comes into the church, different backgrounds, different motives, what should love work towards establishing about that member? When somebody is rebellious, somebody is hard, bitter, censorious, what would love do? Now, since we have been accepted, since we can accept ourselves, since we are born again, what does love lead us to do? It constrains us. It compels us. It leaves us with no choice. Because He first loved us, what should we do? Day by day, we should ask ourselves in all the circumstances of life, what would love lead me to do? As a child to its parent, as a wife or husband to his or her spouse, servant to his master, subject to the government, brother to brother, friend to friend, what would love lead the Christian to do? Part number two, loving leads first to obeying. Law is loving reduced to a code. If we walk with Christ, we must carry out His will. We must do what He wants us to do. The Ten Commandments show us how to love. They are heaven's code of love. They tell us exactly what is required of us. Part number three, walking in love's fellowship keeps personal relationships within the parameters set by law. So I keep God's covenant, He keeps His. I obey His voice as His Spirit brings that voice to me. The law is inscribed in my heart, it's in my mind. And I must start with my relationship to authority. Parents must be obeyed by their children. Human beings must obey the Father in heaven. My relationship to authority is where it all begins. If I am going to walk in love's fellowship, I must begin with my relationship to God and my relationship to the authorities in my family and in my government. Part number four, I must keep the law of love day by day and moment by moment. As I look to it, remembering that it is loving reduced to a code, that it gives to me the details of loving, I will discover it will convert my soul. It will make me wise. It will bring me rejoicing. It will enlighten my eyes with a view of reality. It will bring about happiness and blessing. Blessing, we should ever remember from Genesis 1, is the divine empowering to fulfill function. When God blessed the animals and the whales and the birds and the fish, He said, be fruitful and multiply. He empowered them to do what he had created them to do. When he blessed man, he empowered man to have dominion, to subdue the earth. The blessing of God is the divine empowering to fulfill intrinsic function. I can bless others, I can help them, I can empower them by my relationships to fulfill the function that God has laid out for them. The result of this is inevitably happiness. Do not confuse happiness and blessing. Blessing is the divine empowering that fulfills God's purpose for us. It results in happiness. I may as well add, do not confuse resting and the Sabbath. The Sabbath is the divine sign of authority, of creatorship, of sanctification. When we come into it in God's way, rest and peace follow. Part number 5, walking in righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is living according to the straight edge. All thy commandments are righteousness. Rectitude is straightness. When I make a straight path for my feet, lest the weak and the ignorant stumble out of the way, then I am walking in right. I am walking in righteousness. As Paul said, I didn't know sin till the law came, showed me. I didn't know how to love till the law came and showed me. I didn't know what is true until the law came and showed me. The function of the law is to show us how to love, how to maintain ideal relationships with God's and with man's purposes in mind. God's law is Christ's character. Christ is love. Love makes ideal relationships. Christ's love makes salvation relationships. God's law is a reproduction of the character of Jesus Christ in a written form that can be transferred to the mind, to the heart, to the personality by grace. When I walk in a state of justification, of forgiveness, I consciously and deliberately regulate my footsteps by the fence made by the law. I don't pull down the fence. I don't pull down the law. I walk within it. Thus I am holy and righteous and acceptable to God. I am not left to do this alone. God gives me grace that I must accept by faith. God gives me light into which I must walk. As we think of the miracles of Jesus Christ, as recorded by John, Jesus says, I am the light, and he opens a blind man's eyes to see it. Jesus says, I am the truth, and he opens a dumb man's mouth to express it. Jesus Christ says, I am the life, and he makes the stinking Lazarus able to live it. He says, I am the way, and he makes the cripple, 38 years, strong enough to walk in it. He says, I am the good shepherd, and he finds the wandering sheep. I am the gate, and he directs the weary through it into his haven. What follows forgiveness is the day-by-day walking in the program of Jesus Christ, the assimilating into the life, details added upon details that makes us one with him. Not in our own strength, not by our own power, not by the exercise of our own will, but by accepting and cooperating with the divine grace through the Spirit. What is the focus of this week's lesson? The question is asked, what follows forgiveness? And our text says, owe no man anything. Debt do we have. Our debt that we owe to every human being is to live the life of Christ. We are His representatives. We are His witnesses. We are His brothers and sisters. We owe it to the world to live this life. The result of forgiveness is that God has once again restored us into that relationship. Now, as we live in the world, day by day, we must exhibit by our lives the product of what Christ has done for us, the fruit of the Spirit, the exhibition of the qualities of Christ, true Christianity. And as we move day by day, the only debt that we owe is to exhibit this love. Because He has loved us, because He has changed us, because He has modified our lives, this is the debt that we owe to the world. Love paid the price of our salvation on Calvary. Love changed us. Love infused us. Love trusted us now to represent Christ on this planet. Our ambition, our prayer, should day by day, moment by moment, be to discharge this debt.